Welcome into Lafayette High School here in St. Joseph, Missouri for this highly anticipated Class 4 District Championship matchup between the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Lafayette Fighting Irish. I'm Jackson Phelps. Joined alongside me is Wiley Ray. Thank you guys for tuning in to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV. Wiley, it's great to have you alongside with me. How are you feeling about today's matchup?
You know, Jackson, the intensity is loud and it's going to get crazy here. In Lafayette and St. Joseph. So I'm excited, and I'm excited to be calling this one with you.
Yes, it is going to be a great game. Both these teams are familiar with each other. Maryville, last time they played against Lafayette, they beat them 68-51 on January 4th, snapping an 8-game losing streak to the Irish. And their previous win was all the way back in 2017. So the Irish have definitely had their way with the Spoofhounds in the past, but this year could be a little bit different. And inside their own home gym, we'll see if Maryville can come into a hostile environment and come out with their first district championship since 2019. Very, very excited, Wiley. What else do you have, you know, to take away from this game?
You know, once again, Jackson, you talked about the record favors the Irish 17-3. Spoofhounds winning three games, most recent one coming in 2024. But let's not forget the fact this is the third District 16 tournament matchup between these two squads, dating back since 2022. We've almost seen 3 years in a row of in the District 16 tournament, it has been Spoofhounds and Irish one way or another.
You know, you're talking about that record and how important that is in the high school game. The Irish definitely a little bit more cherished of a program in the basketball side when it comes to the matchups versus the Spoofhounds. But the Spoofhounds are, you know, not shy to win games this year. They come in here 17-7 and the Irish 16-12. So when you look at this year, the Spoofhounds might have the advantage over the Fighting Irish, especially with their win against them on January 4th. Every single game versus a team like this does matter. And, you know, it's no surprise that we'll see them playing tonight for the district championship. And like I said, Maryville's shot to get their first since 2019, a very special team we've gotten to cover this year for making it this far. And hopefully they take it here in Lafayette High School.
Yeah, you talk about, you know, how the Spoofhounds might have that. They have that edge with the record. But let's not forget Lafayette with a squeaker and a buzzer beater to beat number one seeded Benton in the district semifinal earlier in this tournament.
Yes, that on Thursday night we had a great two pairs of games. Maryville beating Chillicothe 56-32 in the district semifinal, and then right after we had Lafayette and the number one seeded Benton and the favorite to win the district championship this year, especially after Benton's buzzer beater win over Maryville a couple weeks prior. Benton loses to Lafayette in Lafayette's home gym to a buzzer beater, and they lost that game 63-62. So Lafayette coming in here after a nice win, but also Maryville. I mean, Maryville commanded the game. We're going to go to some stats from that game. Derek Quinlan had 17 along with McCollum with 15. Definitely those two players, the players we've been talking about all season long. Led by senior Derek Quinlan, just committed to Morningside University out in Sioux City, Iowa. So he's been the great leader here in Peyton McCollum, the son of Ben McCollum, alongside his brother Tate McCollum. You just hear all these names, and they're very familiar to you if you pay attention to Maryville sports. So they got some great leaders this year, and I think this is their best shot to win the district championship, for a long time.
Yeah, you said it, Jackson. These names are really familiar, whether it's basketball, football, and even baseball here for some of the Hounds. And that's just one big thing that makes this team so good is that they play through many sports together as one. They're not all coming from different sports, coming together as one. They're all playing the same sports together. They're growing as one. They're building as one, and they're fighting as one as a Maryville Spoofhound.
Yes, we talk about like that culture and that family that Maryville High School has, and it's definitely one of the more cool things that I've gotten to experience coming from a bigger school. Definitely them coming all from the different, you know, the same sports, football, basketball, baseball, out here on the basketball court and bringing that same culture and family out. You know, Coach Matt Stockline is not shy to bring a great culture and a great team chemistry to this team, and that's helped them carry them all the way here to the district championship. Well, you're tuned in to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV. Again, I'm Jackson Phelps. Alongside me is Wiley Ray. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more pregame and tip right after this.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. and from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. More information at facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Also from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Welcome back inside Lafayette High School. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jackson Phelps. Joined next to me is Wiley Ray. We are tuned in and ready to call this District 4 championship game between the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Lafayette Fighting Irish. Lafayette in their own home gym, but Maryville's not going to let that affect them. They won, again, like we talked about, on January 4th, 68-51. So these two teams have seen each other, Maryville getting that game and hopefully getting their first district championship since 2019, Wiley.
Yeah, when you really look at these two teams, Jackson, one thing that the Spoofhounds like to do is they like to score the ball. Spoofhounds averaging just under 67 points a game and only allowing 52. So that big 15-point margin, whereas the Fighting Irish averages about 54 points a game and allows 50 points per game. So defensively, both teams look pretty sound, but offensively, the Spoofhounds are electric. And just watching them warm up, they look like they are ready to go this afternoon.
Yes, they do. This team is so electrifying to watch. Their offense is so collected and so ready for this game, and their defense does not shy away. They're one of the most aggressive and one of the most, you know, top of the perimeter defensive success teams I've gotten to witness all season long. So this Maryville team, definitely one of the best on the defensive, but also on the offensive side of the ball. Their ball movement and their offense that Coach Stockline's got for them is one of the most special. They definitely know who to get the ball in the hands to. So definitely going to have a great opportunity to come out here and get their first championships in 2019.
Yeah, this one, Jackson, it's going to come down to who wants it more. Spoofhounds coming in as the 2 seed, Fighting Irish coming in as a 4 seed, but these two teams are going to have to be ready to win no matter what it takes.
That's right. We are going to take a quick break for National Anthem and Starting Lineups. We'll be right back for the tip-off. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV in KRNW.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings, and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together. And the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or online at airforce.com. Support also comes from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with Gates water tanks and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoil.com. And Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. Information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. For information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville. This broadcast is also underwritten by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
That was us.
Welcome inside Lafayette High School. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jackson Phelps. Joined next to me is Wiley Ray. Sorry for the quick break. We had to take a break for the national anthem. We are just seconds away from starting lineups getting announced. We have the lineups here. Starting for the Lafayette Fighting Irish, we have Kaisden Robertson and Antonio Williams at the guards, Drake Lawson and Darian May at the forwards, and Ethan Zeit at the center position. And Wiley, if you would take it away for the Spoofhounds.
Without a doubt, Jackson, I will. Starting things at guard, 6 foot junior, number zero, Lucas Verthaler. Then it is a 6 foot senior guard, number one, Derek Quinlan. Then a 6'1 senior guard, number three, Delton Davis. 6 foot junior, number 10, Matthew Walter, and a 6'1 junior guard, number 12, Peyton McCollum, for the Maryville Spoofhounds this evening.
Coach Matt Stockline running with the same starting five he did on Thursday night, and they are definitely the leading five going into this game and the people that you want out on the court, with Tate McCollum being that sixth man off the bench here for the Spoofhounds. Definitely have one of the most well-rounded offenses around Missouri for high school basketball. They know their players very well. They know their system. Their team chemistry is one of the best to watch. Starting lineups have been announced for the Spoofhounds. Again, we'll go through them again. Derek Quinlan and Delton Davis at the guard. Peyton McCollum and Matthew Walter at the forwards. And Lucas Verthaler at the center. They are getting the starting lineups for the Lafayette Fighting Irish announced. I'll go through them one more time. A 5'10 junior, Kaisden Robertson. A 6'1 junior, Antonio Williams, at the guard spot. A 6 foot senior, Drake Lawson. A 5'9 junior, Darion May. And a 5'10 senior, Ethan Zeit, for this game for the Fighting Irish and the defending district champions. Maryville trying to come into their home arena and trying to end the streak for the Fighting Irish and get their first district championship since 2019.
When you look at these two squads, one thing to look at when it comes to Lafayette is they are very junior heavy. Only four seniors on their roster. The rest are sophomores and juniors. So you have a young squad within the Fighting Irish. But yeah, these guys know what it's like to be a district champion, and these Spoofhounds really want a taste of it tonight.
Yes, they do. They definitely want, you know, to get their own. You know, they held Lafayette to only 51 points on January 4th, winning 68-51. Like we mentioned, you know, these two teams have seen each other once this season, Maryville getting that. But the stakes are a little bit higher here for the district championship winner to go play in the state quarterfinals after this. Starting lineups have been announced. Both teams are out on the floor getting ready for the jump ball in this game, in this highly anticipated District 4 district championship game between the Spoofhounds and the Fighting Irish. Whistle blows. The tip is set. Ball's tipped off, and Derek Quinlan gets the ball. He has the ball on the right block. He's going to cross over. He's going to go inside. Going to bring it back up to the top, up to Peyton McCollum. An early three for the Hounds, and it's off the front rim, rebounded by Drake Lawson and the Irish. And they'll get their first possession of the game. It'll be Kaisden Robertson with the ball on the right block. He's going to get the screen from May. He's going to go over to Lawson. Lawson at the top key trying to find someone to cut to. He's going to go to Zeit down low. He spins, puts up a tough shot. No good. Rebounded by Lucas Veritaler and the Hounds. Did a nice defensive stop. It's Peyton McCollum. He's going to rush over to the baseline. McCollum stops. Down to Davis. Davis is going to go down low. He gets a nice shot for two, and it goes. Delton Davis gets the spoof hound started early with a nice layup down low. Kaisden Robertson for the Fighting Irish at the top key. He looks to the left trying to get a play started. Looks for the down low. And it's swatted away by Peyton McCollum, and it goes out of bounds. But a great swat there by McCollum.
You know, one thing you're starting to see early is that Fighting Irish has to start on offense towards that Spoofhound student section, and they are letting them have it right now here early in this one.
You love to see the student sections coming out, especially all the way up from Maryville. But who wouldn't want to miss it here for the district championship game? It's Robertson over to Lawson on the left block. Lawson trying to find someone over. He's going to get over to Antonio Williams, being guarded by Davis. Williams crosses over, goes left. He's going to spin down low. Delton Davis, great defensive play. He's going to go back up to Kaisden Robertson on the right side. Lawson there for the screen. He's going to put up a three. No good. Rebound to Peyton McCollum. Derek Quinlan with the ball. Maryville still leads 2-0. Here at the start of the first, 6 minutes and 34 seconds. And the ball is going to go off the hands of Quinlan. A misread pass, and it'll go back to the Fighting Irish. Kaisden Robertson with the ball, bringing it up for the Irish. Kaisden Robertson over to Antonio Williams on the right block. Back over to Lawson up top. Swings it over to Robertson. Back over to Zeit. Back over to Lawson on the right. They're playing the perimeter very well. Back over to Williams at the top. Williams crosses over, goes right. Back over to Robertson. Haven't looked at the inside yet. They've been a very perimeter-wise offense. Back over to Zeit at the right top. Being guarded by McCollum. He's going to go down low. Spins, goes down low, puts up a tough shot, and blocked by Peyton McCollum. Great defensive play there by Peyton McCollum to get a hand on it.
McCollum doing a good job of trying to stay back and not draw that foul, but at the same time, not even swatting, just sticking that hand up in front of the ball and bringing it down with it.
Antonio Williams on the right wing. He's going to go down low, puts up a tough shot, absorbs the contact, no good, rebounded, tipped around. Lawson gets it back for the Irish. Back over to Robertson. He fakes the pass. He's going to go bring it back up, being guarded tightly by Quinlan. Gets the screen from Lawson. Robertson moving back down low. Finds his man, and it's lost, and it's rebounded by Veritaler up to Davis. Davis goes inside, absorbs the contact, and the basket! Delton Davis and one! Foul is going to be called on Ethan Zeit. That's the first team foul, and Delton Davis is going to go to the line for one and a chance at a three-point play and a chance to put the Spoofhounds up 5-0. And his shot is good. Scores 5-0. Spoofhounds lead here in the first. You know, definitely looked like that could have been a charge call there, but great job by Davis to absorb that contact and get in. It'll be Kaisden Robertson. He's going to move to the right. The right side block. And the ball swatted away. Brought back in by Antonio Williams at the top of the key. Press defense early on for the Spoofhounds. Antonio Williams crosses over. Step back three. No good. Rebounded by the Irish and put back in. That is Darian May. Great rebound and a second chance points for the Irish. Peyton McCollum with the ball for the Hounds, bringing it up. He's going to go down to Delton Davis. Cutting is Quinlan. Great pass and great feed from Delton Davis to Derek Quinlan for his first basket of the game. Maryville leads 7-2. Kaisden Robertson over to Zeit. Back over to May on the right wing. Over to Antonio Williams. Back over to Kaisden Robertson. Calling a play. Looking for a downward screen. Back over to Lawson on the left block. Lawson down to Antonio Williams. At the free throw stripe, he's going to put up a 10-foot jumper. Rims, and it rolls in. And Antonio Williams with a nice 10-foot jumper from the free throw line. Peyton McCollum, he's racing down the court. He's going to put up a little layup, and it no good. Gets his own rebound, and he puts it up himself for two. Peyton McCollum gets his own board and puts it in for two. Maryville leads 9-4 now. Kaisden Robertson over to Antonio Williams. Over to May, back over to Robertson on the right block. Robertson over to Williams at the top. Williams puts up a deep three. Heavily contested. Delton Davis Doesn't matter for Antonio Williams. He's going to get a three and puts the Irish within two. Delton Davis coming off the Antonio Williams three. Looking how the Spoofhounds are going to respond. Davis crosses over, gets the screen from Davis. Little press defense there. And the ball keeps getting swatted away. And a jump ball possession goes back to the Irish.
One thing you're starting to see here, Jackson, is the Spoofhounds, they really haven't had time to set up an offense, but at the same time, they've been able to develop that play and go quickly, whereas the Fighting Irish are having to slow things down, be a little bit more methodical with how they run their offense. And right now, the Fighting Irish are really starting to feel that energy, and it's starting to pay off for them.
That's right. We're talking about that energy. Both these teams bringing it their all. Kaizen Robertson at the top of the key. Subbing into the game is Ty Nance for the Irish. Back over to Antonio Williams. Williams crosses between the legs. He's going to go over to Robertson. Robertson fakes a three. He's going to go down low, and it's swatted away by Walter. Great defensive play and defensive front there by Matthew Walter to get a block on that ball. And it'll stay Fighting Irish basketball. 3 minutes and 1 second left to play. 9-7, Maryville leads. Ball's going to be inbounded to Antonio Williams. Williams is going to put up another deep three. No good. Rebounded by Veritaler. Over to McCollum. Brings it past. He's going to race down to the baseline. Gets double teamed. Peyton McCollum with the ball. Being guarded by Ty Nance. And it's swatted away, but rebounded by Veritaler to get it back for the Hounds. Over to Walter. Walter for three. No good off the rim. Rebounded Davis. He puts it back for the Spoof Hounds. Delton Davis being a menace off the rim with his second rebounded put up for the Spoofhounds. 11-7 Spoofhounds lead. Robertson goes inside, no good. Back over to May for three, no good. Rebounded by Davis. And the Spoofhounds get yet another defensive rebound. Quinlan with the ball. Being guarded tightly by Darion May. Ends it around to McCollum on the wing. McCollum on the right side, being guarded tightly by Ty Nance. Gets the screen from Delton Davis. Crosses between the legs. Over to Veritaler. Veritaler looking to move inside on the block. Passes it up to McCollum. McCollum takes a three. He's going to move inside. Nice little floater. Touch. It goes for Peyton McCollum. Great little touch for two. Kaizen Robertson off the two straight points from Maryville. 11-7 lead with a minute and 37 seconds left here in the first quarter. Antonio Williams fakes the three. Gather steps, moves inside. Great touch, offhand layup. And the Fighting Irish answer right back with a layup of their own. Peyton McCollum with the ball. Off of his last layup, gets a screen from Quinlan. Puts up another floater. Yes, Peyton McCollum making it look too easy out there with his floating touches. And a timeout is called by Lafayette. Maryville leads 15-9 off Peyton McCollum's four straight points. 30-second timeout. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV KRNW.
By FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464. Or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Welcome back into Lafayette High School. Coming off the timeout, it is 15-9. Maryville leads. It'll be Lafayette basketball with a minute 10 left to play here in the first quarter. Again, you're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV. Lafayette with the ball over to May. Back over to Williams on the left wing. Over to Nance. Nance is going to put up a deep three. It goes! Ty Nance for three. Makes the score 15-12. Under a minute to play. Derek Quinlan with the ball. He's going to race down low. Step backs. He's going to go for a three of his own. No good. Ends around. Tipped around. But it's last touched by Ethan Zeit. And it'll stay Maryville basketball down low. Coming into the game for the Fighting Irish, Cornell White. Delton Davis to inbound the ball for the Spoofhounds. McCollum gets the ball at the left wing. And McCollum with the ball being guarded tightly by Antonio Williams. Back over to Varitaler down low. Varitaler trying to find someone to get it up to. McCollum gets it down low. Stops, goes, absorbs the contact, and Peyton McCollum finishes. Off the tight defense, he does not matter to him. And a three from Cornell White, no good. Rebounded, Peyton McCollum. McCollum playing his part very well here. Varitaler with the ball. Ends it around to Quinlan. Quinlan at the top, finds Walter down low. Miscommunication up to Varitaler for three. No good, rebounded. And tipped around by Delton Davis, and it'll go back to Lafayette. And another timeout is called. We're going to take one with them. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or MyMLC.com/Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville shelter insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Coming back at the end of the first quarter, Maryville leads Lafayette 17-12. In a very highly, just very aggressive play from both these teams on defense. While we saw him, Peyton McCollum on the last possession, Antonio Williams is not letting him get any breather, even at the half-court line. I mean, both these teams are playing so tough, defenses and press. It's kind of hard to score, but Maryville has been making it look easy down low.
Yeah, just watching some of the drives the Spoofhounds have had on offense, these officials are letting them play. I mean, one quarter and we already have one foul between both teams. They know that this game's going to get aggressive and it's going to get physical, and so they're just going to let them play.
At the end of the first, it is Spoofhound basketball. Varitaler on the left block goes down low to Walter. Walter's going to spin, gets it up to Davis. Delton Davis spins, but it's stolen away by Ty Nance. And here come the Irish down the court. Ty Nance finds Cornell White back up to Nance. Nance fakes the three. It's going to go over to Antonio Williams on the left block. Peyton McCollum. Antonio Williams with a nice two-foot shot. No good. Rebounded by Quinlan. Nice move there by Antonio Williams to get open. Cannot finish. Delton Davis moves along the baseline. Davis trying to find someone, ends it around to Quinlan. Quinlan's going to put up a three. Two people in his face, and he misses the rim completely. Cornell White for the Irish is moving down the court. Ball swatted away by Quinlan. But the Spoofhounds cannot fall on the ball. It will remain Irish basketball.
Quinlan doing a good job of taking that fadeaway three in that corner and then chasing it down to try and get that steal. And just had to be on the line as he touched it, trying to keep it back in. But great heads up there by Derek Quinlan.
Derek Quinlan being that leader he is. Inbounds the basketball up to Jodell Redmond. Ty Nance with the ball at the top of the key. Being guarded by Tate McCollum. Cornell White back over to Zite on the left. Over to Antonio Williams. Williams being guarded by Delton Davis. Williams is going to cross over. He's going to move right. Back over to Ty Nance for three. No good. Off the rim. Rebounded by Peyton McCollum. McCollum getting a play from Matt Stockline. McCollum on the right side looking for the screen from Davis. He's going to get it. McCollum's going to put up a nice jumper at the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by Zite. Iris running down the floor. Cornell White moving along the baseline. Going to bring it back up top. Cornell White's going to move left on Varitaler. He puts up a nice shot blocked by McCollum. And Varitaler over to Quinlan. Up to McCollum on the left. McCollum over to his brother Tate for three. No good, but a foul is called, and Tate McCollum will go to the line for three shots.
Tate McCollum there just sitting shorter than Williams there. Williams about got the block, but you know, McCollum doing a good job and good awareness of going back to the line, and he'll shoot three on this one.
Nice brother to brother chemistry there. Tate McCollum will go to the line. That's Lafayette's first team foul of the quarter. Score is still 17-12. No teams have scored here to open up the second quarter of play. McCollum's first shot at the line is good. Score is now 18-12. Maryville leads. You know, watching this Maryville team play, they've been playing very fast here, Wiley, and something that to take note of to continue this game as McCollum drains his second shot.
Yeah, when you sit here and look at how fast the Spoofhound offense is playing and just the transitioning the Spoofhounds are having, it's really getting hard for the Fighting Irish to keep up as, you know, they just keep subbing in and trying to get fresh legs in and through them formations. And the Spoofhounds right now sticking with a four starters and the sixth man being McCollum.
That's right. We're talking about how they don't really shy away from their starting five as Tate McCollum goes 3 for 3 at the line, making it 20-12. Nance over to Cornell. White for three on the right wing. No good. Off the rim. Rebounded by Delton Davis. And he'll get it off to Quinlan to set the offense up. 6 minutes here in the second quarter. Maryville leads the Lafayette Fighting Irish 20-12. Over to Quinlan. He's going to go behind the back, and he puts up a three. No good. Rebounded around. And it will not fall. Ty Nance with the ball here. Nance is going to move left. He's going to put up a little fake shot. Over to Cornell. White. White. Over to Lawson at the top key. Back over to Zeit. Right block. Guarded by McCollum. Zeit is going to move down low on McCollum. Ball swatted away by Quinlan. Over to Ty Nance for three on the left wing. No good. Rebounded by Lucas Vertaler. Over to Delton Davis. Davis over to Tate McCollum on the left wing. Fakes the three. Up to Vertaler at the top. Ends it around to McCollum. McCollum's going to move down low. Gather step inside McCollum, and it barely falls off the rim. And it'll go back to the Fighting Irish with 5 minutes left to play. It'll be May. May pulls up for two. No good off the rebound. It's Lawson. Lawson. And a foul is going to be called against the Spoofhounds as they tried to go for the jump ball there. And it looks like Maryville, you know, playing very good, you know, just defense right now, Wiley.
Yeah, and one thing to look at with the Spoofhounds is when they shoot the ball, they have four guys going back, and so a lot of times they'll have the advantage coming into transition, and it makes it hard for Lafayette to get anything to go on offense.
And a push is going to be called against Delton Davis. Again, you're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe and Spoofhound basketball here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jackson Phelps. One next to me is Wiley Ray. It'll be Lafayette ball off the inbound. Antonio Williams fakes the three. He's going to spin along the baseline. No one's doing. Up to Robertson at the top, trying to get this offense recollected together, being guarded tightly by Tate McCollum. Goes down low to May. Up to Lawson at the top key. Over to Robertson on the right. He's going to find May down low, who cut. Spins. And down low. And a travel's called against Darion May, and it'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Both these student sections alive and well here inside Lafayette High School. Peyton McCollum with the ball. He's going to rush down the court on Antonio Williams. Peyton McCollum over to Tate McCollum. He puts up a three. Yes! Tate McCollum for three. And he gives the Spoofhounds an 11-point lead. They lead 23-12 here.
And McCollum liked that three. He sat there in that corner after that three went in, and he was smiling ear to ear because he knew he went one. He's been 1-1 and went 1 for 3, so third time's a charm on that one.
That's right, Wiley. He does his job very well. Antonio Williams is going to move left on Delton Davis, and a foul's going to be called on the floor on Davis as he gave a little push there. And so that'll be Maryville's third team foul. Yes, Maryville's third team foul. And it looks like they're going to count it on the shot, not on the floor, so Antonio Williams will go to the line for one shot. Makes the score 23-14, subbing into the game. For the Fighting Irish, it'll be Jodell Redmond. One shot for Antonio Williams. Try and cut this lead down to 8. And his shot is good. Score is now 23-15. Timeout called by Lafayette. Lafayette, we're going to take one with them. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV, KRNW. We'll be right back after these messages.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at UnitedFiber.com.
Welcome back inside Lafayette High School. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball. I'm Jackson Phelps. Right next to me is Wiley Ray. Wiley, take me through some thoughts about how this Spoofhound team has been playing in this first half of play.
Right now, this Spoofhound team, Jackson, I'm just going to put it simple. They're playing with a lot of energy, and they're playing with a lot of intensity. When the shot goes up, they're moving back, getting ready on defense. Like I mentioned, Spoofhound's put four players back, and then Quinlan sits there and kind of plays the wolf in the pack, where he waits for that ball and tries to poke it out. But other than that, Spoofhound just need to keep playing their game right now.
Yeah, both the McCollum brothers, Peyton McCollum, has been playing this offense very well. And a full court pass up to Quinlan, and it's tipped away. And Quinlan gets the ball, and he's going to hold on to it. And a jump ball is going to be called on the inbound, and the possession is going to go back to the Spoofhounds. No, the possession arrow is for Lafayette. So it'll go back to the Fighting Irish. And it looks like Delton Davis tried to throw a quarterback pass to the quarterback, Derek Quinlan, there. So very little special inbound play. Did not work out in their favor. Darion May with the ball. Over to Redmond. Over to Robertson on the right block for the Fighting Irish. Up to Williams. Williams being their star player of the game here to start off this first half. Over to Robertson. Being guarded tightly by Tate McCollum. Robertson gets a screen. He's going to move down low, and he goes off the hands. And a turnover here for the Fighting Irish. It'll go back to the Spoofhounds.
Right there, just a little bit of miscommunication there by Lafayette, and had a great pass, great look, just a little bit of an early read, maybe passed it a little too soon or too in front of his intended target, but nonetheless a great look for Lafayette on that one.
Quinlan with the ball here for the Spoofhounds. He's going to move left. He's going to cross over, goes left, down low, spins, nice touch, no good, just rims out, and the Spoofhounds looking a little shaky here for the layups. To begin the second half of play, Antonio Williams moves inside, absorbs the contact, and finishes for two. Score is now 23-17. Maryville leads. Just under 3 minutes left to play, 2:56. Delton Davis moves inside, absorbs the contact. No good, gets his own rebound. Trying to find someone to get it off to along the baseline. Davis over to Tate McCollum, fakes the three. Back over to Peyton McCollum for three. No good, off the rim. Rebounded by Matthew Walter. He puts up a two. No good, off the rim for the Spoofhounds, and three straight misses there on that possession. Robertson brings the ball down for the Irish, ends it around to Williams on the right block. Williams moves left, gets it up to May. May at the left block, 2 minutes and 25 to play. Robertson at the top. Over to Williams, he's going to put up a three. No good, rebounded by Derek Quinlan. Quinlan trying to slow this offense down, bringing it down the court, trying to let the play develop a little bit more. Peyton McCollum. Back over to Tate McCollum on the left wing. Will not shoot the three. Getting pushed around by Robertson up to Delton Davis. Delton Davis finds Walter down low, who cut it wide open for two. Great look from Delton Davis to wide open Walter, who finishes with a layup, makes the score 25-17. Kaisen Robertson bringing the ball up. Back over to Williams, back over to May. Back to Robertson on the left wing. He's going to get it up to Williams. Williams against Delton Davis, step back, little pull away, mid-range, no good, rebounded by Walter. 1:30 left to play here in the first half. Maryville leads 25-17. McCollum, and it's tipped around by Williams, and it'll stay Spoofhound basketball. Peyton McCollum to inbound for the Hounds. He's going to get up to Delton Davis, ends it back around to McCollum. Behind the back, step back, three, yes! Peyton McCollum making it look all too easy on the perimeter with a step back three. And Maryville leads 28-17. Nance puts up a floater shot, and it goes off the board. So back-to-back points for both these teams. McCollum, a little bit of a track event here. He gets pressed early by Williams. But he'll bring it past half court for the Spoofhounds off of his three. Peyton McCollum moves right. He's going to spin. Moves down low, little floater shot, and it goes! Peyton McCollum with a little circus shot there. Wiley Ray looking a little bit easy for the Spoofhounds. Right now, 30-19 lead. Up to Robertson at the top. Over to Williams on the right block. Williams moving on Davis. He spins down low. Back over to Zeit. Zeit puts up a contested three, and he gets a three of his own. For the Fighting Irish, they cut the lead to eight. Under 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Davis swats it away. Davis moving along, stolen away by Nance, but a push called against Lafayette. That'll be the second team foul here. And both of these teams getting a little bit rowdy here, especially on the Lafayette side. They don't agree with that call there. and Williams called. Both these teams, like we talked about, why this game has so much meaning for both these teams. Maryville trying to get their first district championship since 2019, and Lafayette trying to hold it. Quinlan gets the ball off the inbound up to Peyton McCollum. McCollum moves down low. Jump stops, and it goes! Peyton McCollum with a nice jump stop layup for two. And McCollum's putting on a show for us here inside Lafayette High School. Back over to Kyson Robertson. Back over to Ty Nance. Nance puts up a deep three of his own. No good. Rebound, Peyton McCollum. McCollum to the races. Over to his brother, Tate McCollum. On the moving three. No good. And that'll bring us to halftime. Maryville leads in the District 4 championship game 32-22. And a show being put on by Peyton McCollum himself. Don't go anywhere, folks. We have more halftime content coming up for you all at home. Again, Maryville leads in the district championship game 32-22. I'm Jackson Phelps. Joined next to me is Wiley Ray. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with a halftime show. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCB, KRNW.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud sponsor of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years, the Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, visit nwmcell.com.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Welcome back inside Lafayette High School for this District 4 championship game between the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Lafayette Fighting Irish. Maryville leads 32-22 at halftime here. Wiley, just take me through some thoughts about what we thought, and you know, we'll go over some of the point leaders, but just take me through some of the thoughts that you had for this first half of play.
You know, Jackson, we mentioned this a lot, and I'm going to mention it probably the whole night. The Hounds just playing with a lot of effort and intensity. Both teams really playing with a lot of effort. Fighting Irish really doing a good job of cutting to the basket. They're getting good looks. I mean, they're getting really good looks. They're just not able to finish that bucket or get that and one, or even just draw that foul there on offense. And then on defense, the Spoofhounds are doing a really good job of getting back. And that shot goes up. We saw it with Quinlan in the corner. Corner three by Quinlan. He chased it down to go for that lone wolf mentality of, I want to pick that ball and I want to get us back on offense. And, hey, great mentality, but you also have four people on defense who are willing to make a big stop for you just as good.
You know, we were talking about that second chance points for Maryville, and that's been the deciding factor with their rebounding. On the defensive side, they've gotten, you know, pretty much most of all the boards down low. And on the offensive side, the second chance points are the reason that they can just get off to these big scoring runs and these big leads early on. I mean, we're talking about, you know, guys like Peyton McCollum with 15 and his brother Tate McCollum with 6. Those two guys, the McCollum brothers, have been putting on a show for us, especially Peyton McCollum. He has been, you know, lighting it up on the boards, but also just managing to find himself open, getting great looks for 2 and even some for 3.
Yeah, and let's not forget over there for Lafayette, Antonio Williams with 12 points for the Fighting Irish. And then you get Darian May with 2. Then you get Ethan Zeet with 3. And then Ty Nance there with a quick 5 as we end the first half. And so Lafayette really starting to get picking things up, even though they trail big right now. This second half's going to come down to the wire, I feel like.
Oh, yes. You know, both these teams, you know, so aggressive in this game, having all the stakes for both these teams. Maryville trying to find their first District 16 championship game win since 2019, with Lafayette being the reigning champs here. We're going to have a great second half in store. We'll have more halftime coming up after this. You're listening to Spoof Hound Basketball on KXCV.
Support for Spoof Hound Athletics comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. For more information, 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support is also provided by Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More online at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, the credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoof Hounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Welcome back inside Lafayette High School for this Class 4 District 16 championship game between the Maryville Spoof Hounds and the Lafayette Fighting Irish. Maryville trying to seek their first district championship since 2019. While we were talking about, you know, the point leaders, but let's talk about some key factors that both these teams could bring in to the second half if they want to come away with the district championship. If you want to go through some for Maryville, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, some key factors for this Spoof Hound team is stay red hot. You got a 10-point lead right now. Coming into the second half, you got to maintain that lead. And if you want to extend it more, I mean, basketball is a game of mistakes, and some mistakes happen for a reason. And so you're going to make mistakes, but at the same time, you got to work through those mistakes. You got to work through that adversity and help yourself on both sides of the ball no matter what.
Yeah, you were talking about just being red hot, you know, keeping the ball in the guys like Peyton McCollum and, you know, getting the ball to Derek Quinlan and Delton Davis, getting some great assists there. You know, all this team just knows what their role is on this team, and I think they just need to keep that in mind Secondly, you know, just keep the rebounds up, crashing the boards more, because that's what's been getting them on these runs. For the Fighting Irish, I would just say take smart shots. I feel like they've been taking some really forced shots going down, you know, in transition. I just think that they need to let their offense work a little bit longer. But that's just something that I've noticed. But yeah, a lot of forced shots here. We are getting ready to start the second half. 30 seconds until the second half here of the Class 4 District 16 Championship game gets underway. Again, Maryville leads 32-22. You are listening to Spoofound Basketball on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jackson Phelps. Join next to me, Wiley Ray. It'll be Spoofound Basketball coming off the break. All the refs getting ready, getting the ball set. 8 minutes on the clock, third quarter to set. Inbound over to Peyton McCollum. And we are underway in the second half here in the championship game. Peyton McCollum at the top, getting guarded tightly by Williams. Delton Davis on the top of the key, ends it around to Quinlan. Quinlan back over to Davis. Davis swings it around, spins down low. Ball tipped around by Robertson. Hounds still have it. Quinlan ends it around. Drop step down low to Peyton McCollum. A lot of contact in his face. No good. Rebounded by Davis. Davis spins down low. And a charge called against Delton Davis as he put his shoulder into Robertson there. And it'll go back to the Fighting Irish. That'll be Maryville's first foul of the quarter.
Right there. A big, big defensive stop for Lafayette. And getting that charge, especially on Davis. Davis has two. He's not so much in foul pressure, but foul trouble, excuse me, but that's something to really look at as this game progresses.
It'll be Antonio Williams backing down Delton Davis down low. May trying to find a cut, but Delton Davis swatted that ball right out of bounds. It'll stay Lafayette basketball down low. Inbounds to Williams, up to Robertson at the top of the key. Robertson over to Zeit. Zeit fakes the three up to Robertson at the top. Over to Lawson at the left wing. Lawson over to May. Quinlan tried to swap in there to get the steal. Over to Robertson. Goes down low to Williams. Backing down Davis. Antonio Williams goes inside. Puts up a tough two. And it scores. Antonio Williams spinning down low. Gets a two to start the game. 32-24. Quinlan with the ball. Over to May. Quinlan. Over to Walter at the left. Walter moves left. Off the screen. Over to Davis. Davis is going to go down low to Veritaler. Veritaler puts up a tough two, doesn't go. Rebound Lawson, and it goes back to the Irish. He throws it all the way down to Williams. Williams goes down low, and a charge called against Antonio Williams, and it'll go back to the Spoofhounds.
Big charge taken there by Veritaler, and a great stop there for the Hounds.
Looks like Antonio Williams, a little bit slow to get up there, gets back up just fine. 32-24, Maryville leads, 6:31 on the clock here in the third. Looks like they're going to clean up the court a little bit. Peyton McCollum doing a great job wiping the floor on the basket and with the towel. All right, looks like we're ready to set. It'll be Maryville basketball off the charge call. Maryville leads 8. 6:31 to play again. Derek Quinlan is going to inbound to Peyton McCollum. Gets guarded tightly again by Antonio Williams. Peyton McCollum down low to Lucas Veritaler. Up to Walter. Fakes the three. He's going to move down low off of it. Matthew Walter spins. Back up to Veritaler. He puts up a three. No good. Misses it completely. And it goes up to, and he tries to throw it up to Lawson, but Derek Quinlan getting down the court to get it back for the Hounds. Derek Quinlan on the right block, getting guarded tightly by May. Both these teams playing some aggressive defense. Off the screen, it's to Quinlan, over to Davis at the left. Over to McCollum. McCollum is going to move down low, finds Davis, absorbs the contact, and finishes. Delton Davis for two. Off a nice feed from Peyton McCollum. 34-24, Maryville leads. Kaizen Robertson over to Lawson on the top wing. Back over to Zeit. Over to Robertson on the right. It's going to go down low to Lawson. Lawson puts a charge into it. A lot of contact. Jumper no good. Delton Davis finds the rebound over to Derek Quinlan. Quinlan moving down a little bit of a shove there by May. And Derek Quinlan puts up a deep three. No good. Rebounded by Robertson. Robertson storming down the court. Finds Antonio Williams. Williams finishes for two. McCollum with the ball for the Spoofhounds. Brings it past half court. Antonio Williams. Go to tightly. Double team comes down. Finds Delton Davis. Cutting. Nice layup. Delton Davis. Little switcheroo underneath the basket. And he finishes for Delton Davis' second straight layup for the Spoofhounds. And it's back to a 10-point lead. Kaizen Robertson over to Zeit. Zeit over to Lawson. Lawson back over to May at the top of the key. Over to Robertson. Back over to Zeit left side. At the top of the perimeter goes over to May. Swings it back over to Robertson. Still at the top. Over to Lawson on the right wing. Lawson swings it back over to Robertson at the top again. Playing the perimeter very well. Trying to go down low. Zeit gets open for three on the right wing. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Davis again. And he finds Quinlan. Quinlan over to Peyton McCollum. Running down the court fast. McCollum goes down low. And a foul is going to be called against May. And that'll be the team's second foul of the quarter. That'll be Darion May trying to swipe the ball away from Quinlan. Gets a little bit more than the ball there. And it'll be Spoofhound ball down low. Substitution coming in for the Fighting Irish. It'll be Jodell Redmond and Cornell White. Derek Quinlan to inbound the ball for the Hounds. Over to Delton Davis up top. Ends it around to McCollum. McCollum double teamed. Peyton McCollum at the top of the key. Moving on Robertson. McCollum step backs for three. Off the rim. Rebounded by Davis. Davis finds Walter down low, but the ball is swatted away by Lawson, and it looks like a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow favors the Fighting Irish. And it'll remain Fighting Irish ball going down the floor. Again, 36-26. Maryville leads in the District 16 championship game here. It'll be Robertson with the ball, bringing it down for the Fighting Irish. Fighting Irish on the right side. Robertson over to Redmond at the top of the key. Over to White. Cornell White uses the screen. He's going to move right. He's going to put up a three of his own. No good. Off the rebound is Matthew Walter. Up to Peyton McCollum. McCollum with the ball storming down the court a little bit. Over to Quinlan. Quinlan's going to put up a three. No good. Just rolls out. Quinlan having some struggles shooting the three ball tonight. And he's going to launch it down the floor to Cornell Powell. Powell absorbs the contact. Zeit with the rebound. And he's going to put it up. And he gets the two for the Fighting Irish. Walter over to McCollum, who's going to bring it up the floor. 3 minutes and 10 seconds left to play here in the third quarter of play. Peyton McCollum moves left off the double screen. Trying to find the pop, won't go. Over to Matthew Walter at the right block. Matthew Walter trying to find a down screen. And he's going to get it from Veritaller. Matthew Walter out to Peyton McCollum. Uses along the baseline. Finds Veritaller. Nice pass. Peyton McCollum down low. 38-28. Maryville leads. Robertson is going to pull up for mid-range shot. No good. McCollum with the rebound. Peyton McCollum storming down the court. Fires it over to Davis on the left wing. Delton Davis up to Veritaller. Over to Walter. Walter puts up a three. No. Rims out, and Maryville's three-point struggles continue here in the third quarter. Ethan Zeit with the ball. Over to Robertson on the right block. Robertson gets the screen from Lawson. Robertson's going to move inside on Walter. A little bit of a swing there. Gets it to go for two. McCollum with the ball for the Spoofhounds. 38-30 lead. And a timeout called by Coach Stockline. We're going to take one with them. Maryville leads 38-30 in a high-amped third quarter. We'll continue after this. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
Welcome back inside Lafayette High School. Student sections are alive. It'll be Spoofhound basketball here to start off the break. Peyton McCollum with the ball. Delton Davis, he's going to move inside. A little bit of a jump step and a layup for Delton Davis. Brings the lead back up to 10. It's just been kind of fluctuating between an 8 and 10 point lead for Maryville. Antonio Williams at the ball at the top. Antonio Williams trying to find someone to get off a block. It'll be Dravion May. Over to Cornell White. Back over to Ty Nance. Over to Redmond. Back over to Antonio Williams. Williams is going to move right. Puts up a little 5-foot jumper. No good. Rebound, Barataller. Peyton McCollum storming the ball down the court fast. Peyton McCollum inside. Back out to Tate McCollum. Fakes the three. Over to Derek Quinlan. And another pass for Davis. Davis, easy layup. Great ball movement by the Spoofhounds. And a 42-30 lead. Ty Nance step back three. No. Rebound, Barataller. And over to Tate McCollum. McCollum, a little bit of behind the back move. Over to Derek Quinlan. Quinlan, back over to Tate McCollum on the right block. Tate McCollum moving on Ty Nance. Over to Delton Davis. Ends it around to Peyton McCollum. McCollum uses the screen from Davis along the baseline. Pull-up jumper. Good! 4-foot pull-up for Peyton McCollum. And his scoring surge continues. And Maryville leads 44-30. With under a minute to play in the third quarter. Timeout taken by Lafayette. We'll take one with them. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
We're back in Lafayette High School for this Class 4 District 16 championship game, and Maryville leads by 14 and hopes to get their first championship since 2019. Wiley, this Maryville team has been so well-rounded on the offensive side of the ball, making it look kind of fun to go out there and play basketball here in this third quarter of play with how easy they've been scoring.
Yeah, when you look at how the Spoofhounds offense is going, we saw Peyton McCollum kind of splitting the defenders right under the basket and finding Vertaler for a good look. And just the way they're playing is well-rounded, and they're loving to pass the ball around, and they're getting open looks. It's poetry to watch this Spoofhound team play.
That is right. Their ball movement has been a little bit poetic, as some kids say. 40 seconds on the clock. Maryville leads 44-30. Over to Cornell White for the Irish. White up to Redmond. Fires it over. Back up to Robertson. Back over to White. Using along the perimeter line. Redmond on the right wing. Redmond goes down low. Ball swatted away, and Quinlan gets it for the Hounds. Derek Quinlan trying to move some ball movement down low. Delton Davis puts up a nice two shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Over to Quinlan. Quinlan for three. You betcha, Derek Quinlan. Gets the three he's been wanting all night long, and Maryville leads 47-30. Robertson, he's going to put up a three of his own. No good. Rebound, Peyton McCollum. McCollum's going to storm the ball down the court. He half-court heave at the end of the third does not go. But that'll bring us to the end of the third quarter. Maryville leads 47-30 off the scoring surges of Peyton McCollum, Tate McCollum, Quinlan, Davis, you name them all. They're all there for the Spoofhounds. We have 54 on the clock. We'll be right back for the fourth quarter of action of this Class 4 District 16 championship game. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Spoofhounds is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millendinsdaleseed.com.
Welcome back to Lafayette High School. You're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW. Chillicothe here for the Class 4 District 16 Boys Championship game between the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Lafayette Fighting Irish. Maryville leads 47-30 to start the fourth quarter of play. Wiley, what do you think Maryville needs to do to maintain this lead and bring home their first championship since 2019?
Hounds really just need to play the tempo. They need to chew the clock down. They have a 17-point lead, but we've seen bigger leads be taken away in a quicker amount of time, Jackson. That's really key to it, is this Hounds just need to keep playing their game, and they need to keep putting points on the board.
That is right. He's going to find Quinlan over to Davis at the top of the key for the Spoof Hounds, and the ball swatted away by Antonio Williams. He's running down the court. Davis to defend. Antonio Williams shot. No good. Rebounded by Matthew Walter. And a foul's going to be called against Antonio Williams. And that'll be the team's first. And Antonio Williams first for Lafayette. It'll be Maryville basketball off the foul. Over to Tate McCollum. Back to Walter. Matthew Walter for the Spoof Hounds. Moving on, Zeit. Matthew Walter going down the floor. Back up to Quinlan up top. Back up to Davis on the left side of the block. Ends it around to McCollum. McCollum pressed by Robertson. McCollum trying to shake him away with some moves. McCollum moves down low, and an easy layup for Peyton McCollum. Splits the defenders, and Maryville leads by 19. Up to Zeit. Zeit moves along the baseline, spins. Up to Robertson. Robertson moving along the free throw line, finds Cornell White for three. It goes! Cornell White. 49-33 lead. McCollum goes down low, but a whistle was called, and a foul is going to be called against Lafayette. That'll be their second. It'll be Maryville basketball down low. It's going to go up to Delton Davis. Davis up to Quinlan. Quinlan puts up a three, and he misses badly. And it's going to be thrown all the way up to Cornell White. Quinlan, no good! A wide-open layup missed by Cornell White. Quinlan with the ball for the Spoof Hounds. Up to Peyton McCollum. McCollum for three. No good. Three-point struggles continue for Maryville. Antonio Williams moving down the court for Lafayette. Cornell White for three. No good. Rebounded by Derek Quinlan.
Right now, both teams are trying to run the court, and they need to slow it down and get plays going. That's kind of what's been the Achilles heel for Lafayette tonight, is they're just rushing their shots, they're not trying to work down low and get them twos. They're trying to get them long-range threes, and it's just not working for them tonight.
That is right, as Peyton McCollum goes down the court. Looks like Maryville's trying to go a little bit slower here to get a play developed, and a nice shot here for Matthew Walter. He's going to try and take a three. Finds Delton Davis down low. Puts up a nice two on Williams. No good. Rebounded by Redmond. Williams bringing the ball down for the Irish. Antonio Williams, a little bit of a nice touch down low. Rebounded by Delton Davis off the miss. Peyton McCollum with the ball for the Spoof Hounds. 5 minutes and 38 to play. 49-33 lead for the Hounds. Peyton McCollum going to go left off the dribble. Stopped by White. Crossover left. He's going to go right. Absorbs the contact, and he draws the shooting foul. And Peyton McCollum will go to the line for two. That'll be the team's third foul here in the fourth quarter. When you get to that kind of point, you know, you're talking about bonus. I mean, that is, you know, kind of rough for Lafayette to get into the bonus that fast here in the fourth quarter if they want to try and get back into this ball game. Peyton McCollum's first shot is good at the line, making the score 50-33. For the Spoof Hounds.
You know, Jackson, you just mentioned right there of how it's difficult for the Fighting Irish to keep themselves in this game. Not only is it that case, but when you have a person like Peyton McCollum, who just scored his 20th point of the game, now make it 21 with that second made free throw, it truly makes things hard to catch up when you foul the hottest player on the court right now.
You're right with that, Wiley. A timeout was taken off of Peyton McCollum's two made free throws, scores 51-33. You're listening to Spoof Hound Basketball on KXCV KRNW. We'll be right back after this break.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoof Hound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support comes from Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling, including anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. To schedule a consultation, 660-223-1700.
Back inside Lafayette High School for the Class 4 District 16 championship game. Maryville leads Lafayette 51-33 coming out of the timeout. Wiley, what do you think Lafayette's struggles are right now with this game, as they're kind of struggling to get back into this game shot-wise and foul-wise?
You know, sometimes Lafayette has some great looks when they go, when they force it down low. And kind of like the Spoofhounds have been forcing it down low, and Lafayette has just been settling for that open three, even though the threes aren't falling. So, you know, if you're the Fighting Irish right now, you got to go, hey, what can I do to put points on the board when the three ball isn't working? I got to go down low, force a basket, force a foul. And right now, that's all this Lafayette team needs to do to get keep themselves in this game.
You're right about that. It'll be Ty Nance for the Fighting Irish. Moving the ball around the Zite to the top. Over to Redmond on the left. He's going to move along the baseline. Step back, pull up, jumper. No good. Rebound, Quinlan. Quinlan moving down the floor. Delton Davis is wide open down low. Davis with a nice layup and a great pass by Quinlan. Looks like it was out on the football field. QB to wide receiver. Quinlan to Davis. Over to Nance for the Irish. It'll be Antonio Williams. A little bit of a drop step. Great defense by Delton Davis. But Antonio Williams able to finish on that shot. Scores 53-35. Peyton McCollum with the ball. McCollum being guarded by Ty Nance. A little bit of a mismatch there. McCollum is going to take an easy lane down low. Gets his own rebound up to Davis. Davis thought about the three. Wizard going to take it. Let's Quinlan with the ball. Kind of a smart decision there to let the clock drain as much as possible. And Quinlan looks like he's getting pressed on the out-of-bounds line. Up to Quinlan. Quinlan stops, goes. He's going to go inside. Up to Peyton McCollum at the top. McCollum guarded by Nance. McCollum using that clock as much as he can. McCollum behind the back being guarded by Nance very well. McCollum is going to move inside. Up to Davis. Davis a little bit of a mismatch. And he's going to step out of bounds, and it'll go back to the Fighting Irish. Great defensive possession there by the Irish to keep some composure for themselves and not let Maryville get an easy shot.
Fighting Irish have done a good job this night, tonight, where they've gotten good stops. But where they've really struggled is on the offensive side of things, where they haven't made an opportunity happen out of that forced turnover. And right now, this is a good opportunity for them to do it.
And a nice drive there by Antonio Williams, putting a couple moves on, and a stop switch layup is good for the Fighting Irish coming off that. 53-37. Matthew Walter is going to move inside. He's going to put up a tough two, and he's going to draw the foul on Lawson, and Matthew Walter will go to the line for two.
Yeah, it's one of them fouls right there, Jackson, where you try to pick the ball, you try to go for a low block, but Lawson hooked him, and you can't really hook him because he kept him back from trying to score.
Matthew Walter's first shot is good. 3:46 here on the clock in this District 16 championship game. Maryville looking to get their first district championship since 2019. Walter's second shot is good, extending the lead to 55-37 for the Spoofhounds. Ty Nance bringing the ball down for the Fighting Irish. Nance is going to put a little drop step on Walter. Ball swatted away by Quinlan. Up to White. Over to Zite at the top of the key. Back up to Antonio Williams on the left. Going to use the screen from Lawson. Antonio Williams working on Baritali. Williams spins on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Zite. Zite for three. Yes! Great pass from Antonio Williams out to Zite as they get a three back. McCollum with the ball for the Spoofhounds. He's going to have to get the ball past half court at some point. And a timeout called by Coach Stockline and the Maryville Spoofhounds. Spoofhounds lead 55-40. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Coming off the timeout here in Lafayette High School, Maryville leads this game 55-40. Coming off the break, it'll be Lafayette basketball. It'll be Maryville basketball. It'll be Maryville basketball. Derek Quinlan inbound the ball for the Hounds. Up to Peyton McCollum being guarded tightly by Williams. Williams trying to get some play on McCollum. Up to Derek Quinlan. Quinlan with the ball for the Hounds on the left wing. Quinlan being guarded tightly by White. Quinlan steps back on White. He's going to go down in the lane for. And Quinlan, nice scoop layup. For two, sends the lead to 17 for the Spoofhounds. White trying to get the ball all the way up, and a foul is going to be called on Walter. And it looks like a little bit of, you know, frustration from Zeit there.
It looks like Walter's got the ball sat on his back, just completely just, you know, both trying to go for the ball, and Walter just accidentally tabletopped him, and it looks like he sat the ball on his back and a little bit of retaliation. So the officials right now are discussing that situation.
Yeah,
right,
a little bit of, you know, just unsportsmanlike there from Zeit. And it looks like they're still talking about this issue out on the court. And they're still going over if this should be a technical foul on Zeit for Lafayette. And it'll be Lafayette basketball. No foul given. Williams moving the ball down. Antonio Williams absorbs the contact, and a foul called on Davis. And Williams will go to the line for two. Score is still 57-40 Maryville. 2:36 in the fourth. Fighting Irish still trying to fight back into this game. Antonio Williams at the line for two. His first shot is no good. Antonio Williams' second shot at the line is good. Goes 1 for 2. Scores 57-41. Walter inbounds to Peyton McCollum. McCollum with the ball for the Hounds. He's going to fire it up to Veritaler. It's going to be tipped around and stolen away by Williams. Williams moving down the lane for the... And it's blocked away by McCollum. Three from Zeit is good. Blocked by McCollum. Kicks it out to Zeit for three. Scores 57-44 with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left to play. Quinlan trying to get the ball past half court, finds Davis. Davis moving the ball. He's going to bring it back up to let the clock go. We are under 2 minutes of play. 57-44 lead. Quinlan with the ball. Gets doubled. He's going to move down low. Gets the ball swatted by Zeit. Up to Walter. Over to McCollum. Peyton McCollum with the ball. Peyton McCollum, and a foul called on Antonio Williams. That'll be team's fifth, and that'll bring Peyton McCollum to the line for 1-1.
And that'll be Williams' fifth foul of the game, Jackson. Williams with 21 points as he'll end the night here in St. Joseph.
A little bit of frustration there from Antonio Williams, the junior. McCollum's first shot is good, making the score 58-44. With a minute 46 to play here in this championship game in the Class 4 District 16. McCollum's second shot is going to roll in. Scores 59-44. Ty Nance with the ball for the Fighting Irish. Gets it over to Zeit. Zeit over to Nance. Nance puts up a three. Yes! Ty Nance! For a much-needed three. 59-47. A minute 30 to play. White putting on a great defensive pressure on Quinlan. Quinlan is trying to move the ball past half court. He does. A minute 23 to play here. Quinlan moves the screen off of Davis. Quinlan crosses over. Down to Davis. Davis moving on Lawson. Back up to Quinlan to just drain this clock. Smartly they do. White being guarded. Quinlan is going to move the ball down low. He's going to just move it. Nice shot on Lawson. Yes, it goes. Derek Quinlan for two. 61-47 lead and under a minute to play. And Maryville looks like they're going to get their first district championship since 2019. Ty Nance with the ball. Nance fakes the three. Up to White for three. It's good. And Lafayette has been hot past the three-point line. And a foul called on Robertson. A And it looks like a foul, and that'll bring Peyton McCollum back to the line for 1-1. Frustration from Lafayette's side.
And visitors, please do not storm the court after the game. Thank you.
And they've just announced not to storm the court after the game. Peyton McCollum's first shot at the line is good, extending the lead. 62-50 Maryville with 38.8 seconds left to play.
It's a little unsure there, Jackson, what the discussion was until it was announced on the PA system, no storm in the court, and just threw me off a little bit there.
Definitely. Robertson with the ball for the Irish. They're just going to have to start jacking up threes if they want to move, and he's going to step out of bounds. Never mind, it'll be a foul called on Davis. That'll be Maryville's third. It'll be Lafayette ball, 32.9 to play, 63-50. Maryville leads. Robertson kicks it out to Nance Fernandes for three. No good. Rebound by Veritaler. And a foul's called on Lawson, and it'll send Veritaler to the line.
Veritaler doing a good job tonight, Jackson, getting down low, getting them rebounds and getting them extra opportunities for the Hounds. He's just been a ball hawk all night long for this Spoof Hound offense, defense, both sides of the ball. Vertaler's there getting a rebound one way or the other.
We were talking about how all these Maryville guys just know how to play and just use their roles respectfully here. Vertaler for his first free throw. No good. Vertaler's second shot. No good. 0-for-2 at the line. 24 seconds left to play. 63-50 Maryville lead. Lawson, and the ball is tipped around, but a foul is going to be called against Delton Davis. And Lawson will go to the line for three shots. And that is Delton Davis's fifth foul of the game. Lawson's first shot is good. Making the lead 63-51. Second shot, no good for Lawson. And for Maryville, coming off of this next shot, it's just going to be holding the ball, letting the clock go, and getting their first district championship since. And he's going to throw the ball off, and a travel's called on Lawson as he tried to throw the ball off and get 2 points back. 20 seconds on the board. Maryville leads 63-51. Who knows if Nance is going to even try to foul or just let the clock go. District champions are your Maryville Spoofhounds. They're going to win this game 63-51, getting their first since 2019. And Maryville's going to have a shot to play in the state quarterfinal matchup. A great win here inside Lafayette High School in St. Joseph. And Maryville wins this one 63-51. Both the teams come out to shake hands. Great game by both these teams. Peyton McCollum, Derek Quinlan. Great game by both of these teams. Very well played. But Maryville ends up coming away 63-51. And they're your District 16 champions here in St. Joseph at Lafayette High School. I've been Jackson Phelps. Wiley Ray will be right back with some more postgame. Maryville wins 63-51. We'll be right back. You've been listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center of Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
And Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Also from Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillandDinsdaleSeed.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
Welcome back in Lafayette High School. You are listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. I'm Jackson Phelps. Joined next to me is Wiley Ray. Your Maryville Spoofhounds are the Class 4 District 16 champions here inside Lafayette High School. A great game. We're going to go over some stats, Wiley. If you want to go over some of the, you know, the notables here for both these teams.
Yeah, we'll start with the Lafayette Fighting Irish. Kind of the big player of the night was Antonio Williams with 21 points, the lead scorer. Right behind him was Ethan Zeet with 11. Three three-pointers from Zeet. Two in the second half, trying to uplift his team to bounce back in the second half as they trailed big at halftime. Then right behind him, Ty Nance. Nance with 8 points, five coming in the first half. Then right behind him is White with six. And then following him is Darian May and Kaisden Robertson with two apiece. Jackson, those are some big key players for the Fighting Irish. Now, for your district champions, the Spoofhounds. We'll start with Delton Davis. Davis with a double-double, 17 points, 10 rebounds. Then right behind him, Peyton McCollum with 25 for the Hounds. Then following right behind him is Derek Quinlan with 9. Tate McCollum with 6. Matthew Walter with 4. And Lucas Verthaler with 2 himself. Spoofhounds across the board putting points up for their team this evening.
You know, we're just talking about some of these key notables. Antonio Williams, you know, playing a great game, 21-point game, just wasn't able to get the job done for the Fighting Irish here. But we're going to go, you know, Peyton McCollum, 25 points, made it look super easy. He had a fun time out there and a great job by him. And Delton Davis with a double-double. Like, these guys that have been playing all season long, coming in to this game with the stars that are shining brighter, the lights are brighter here, and they come away with the W here in the District 16 championship game. Maryville Spoofhounds, again, are your champions for the first time since 2019, and will have a shot to go play for state. Next stop is the state quarterfinal. Still not announced who that team will be that they're playing, but we will be there to cover that. Wiley, what were some things that you just took away from both these teams, like how their play styles went into effect?
Spoofhounds started off hot and with a lot of energy, and you know that was all she wrote from the get-go. Once the Spoofhounds started heating up, it was hard to stop them. Peyton McCollum putting up 12 points just in twos in the first half, and then 15 considering a three-pointer he had in the first half. McCollum coming in big. Delton Davis with 6. Really just a big night for this Spoofhound team, and it was hard for Lafayette when you couldn't make your threes and you were struggling. You were struggling to try and get the ball in the paint. And that was really kind of the key of the downfall for Lafayette tonight, was they weren't forcing the ball down low enough and drawing the foul and trying to get the baskets. They looked complacent with the three ball and anything beyond the charity stripe, really. And that was the big downfall for the Fighting Irish tonight.
Yeah, you were just talking about when Maryville gets started hot, they're hard to stop. And that's exactly what happened. And I think that Maryville here in this game definitely – you know, showed who they were. You know, and they, you know, they found Lafayette's flaws very early in the game, and they used that to propel them to a win. So I think that Maryville just played the game the right way. They played smart. They played fast. They played physical. So Maryville, again, your District 16 champions for the first time since 2019. I've been Jackson Phelps and Wiley Ray. Next up is the District Sectionals for the Spoofhounds as they are on their road to state champions. Again, you've been listening to Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. I'm Jackson Phelps. Joined next to me is Wiley. We'll send it back to the studio for scheduled programming. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight.